27, page 827. Ephesians chapter 6, and there's a little series now on the first few verses there. We've looked at husbands and wives. We're looking now at parents and children. We're going to go on to look at employers and employees. Now, the men's breakfast yesterday, children, the men had an interesting time looking at a man and his work. We began looking at that, and we got so engrossed, we're going to carry on that at the next men's breakfast, but a vital area of our lives. But for you children, particularly this morning, God has got something to say to you. Isn't that exciting, children? Isn't it exciting that God wants to speak to you this morning? You know, the great creator, I mean, think of the size of the universe, billions of stars, billions of galaxies, and God beyond all that. He wants to come here this morning into St. Mellon's Baptist Church, and he wants to speak to every child here. He's got something to say to you. There are many famous people in the world, and wouldn't it be lovely if I could say, here comes the famous footballer Ronaldo, and he's got something to say. Well, some of you might despair about that, but be exciting. Or here's a famous pop star, or here's Gordon Brown. Do you know who Gordon Brown is, children? Any child here know who Gordon Brown is? Put your hands up if you know who Gordon Brown is. There's some hands going up. Something completely puzzled. Put your hands down. Who was Tony Blair? Anybody know who Tony Blair is? Any children know who Tony Blair is? Quick survey. I think Tony Blair and Gordon Brown are about as popular as each other. So, Evan, who's Gordon Brown? He's the Prime Minister. Let's imagine if he wanted to speak to children this morning and say all he was going to give to you. Extra lollipops every day, delivered to school, and chocolate bars, and cuddly toys, and free cinema tickets for all children. Wouldn't that be fantastic? But here, something more wonderful than that, God wants to speak to you. So, have your ears open, okay? Are your ears turned on, children, this morning? Just check them. Check the switches on your ears. I know me and my sister's 4 years younger. When we're having arguments, you get a quick wording, you say, turn my ears off. It's really stupid if you could turn your ears off. But turned on now, because God wants to speak to you. Now, last week, we had just the first part on children. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And we looked at the fact that it was the first commandment with a promise. Children, obey your parents. And we thought about that last week. We thought about what it means to obey. And to obey means do what your parents ask. Do what they ask. And we thought, well, why should I do what my parents ask? And we thought about the Daleks, didn't we? When the Daleks say, obey, obey. Now, why must you obey a Dalek? Well, they say, obey or you will be exterminated, So, you do obey Daleks, but why obey your parents? Now, they're not going to exterminate you, certainly. But you obey your parents because the Bible says this is right. That's the first thing. Oh, they're your parents. They might not know everything, children, but they certainly know more than you do. You obey because this is right, and because of what they... When I was younger, I think this was... Yeah, here it is, 1976, and the song is called No Charge. Have you heard of that song, No Charge? Any parents? So it's really quite a moving song. And I'll try and read it without crying for you. Here we go. This is... You think if you don't realise. Now listen to this. Now our little boy came up to his mum, it's American, in the kitchen this evening while she was fixing supper. That's what you do in America, you fix supper. Well, mum fixes supper. And he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. After wiping her hands on her apron, she read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, that's the rubbish, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For raking the yard, Let's get the leaves off. $2. Total owed $14.75. Well, his mum looked at him standing there expectantly, and I could see the memories flashing through her mind. So she picked up the pen, and turning the paper over, this is what she wrote. "For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears that you've cost through the years, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love, no charge. For the nights filled with dread," at this point there's a lady singing in the background, "and all the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes and even wiping your nose, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love, no charge." Well, when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. He looked at her standing there and said, "Mama, I sure do love you." Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, "Paid in full." The Lord knows that when you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. When you think of who they are your parents, and think of all that they have done for you. There's one reason we saw last week. It's right. And then we saw this. God says, this is the first commandment. But when you look at the Ten Commandments, it's not the first commandment, it's the fifth. But what God means is this. It's the most important for you as children. That's where you really begin. Honour, obey. Obey your parents, because if you're doing that, you're honouring the God who gave them to you, and you'll learn to honour and respect other people too. It's a very important, it's the most important one. It's the first one. Get that one right, children. And we saw there's a promise attached to it that you'll live long and well. And we saw what that means. You'll have a contented life. Lots of children are very unhappy, always wanting more and more things, never enough Smarties, lollipops or whatever. But honouring, obeying your parents, it'll bring, says God, a contentedness and a loveliness into your life. So we saw that last week. Now I want to take a little bit further, children, and look at this other word. It's a big word, verse 2 on page 827. Ephesians 6 and verse 2. Honour your father and mother. Honour your father and mother. We understand what obey means. Do what they say. What does it mean to honour? Well, what honour means, children, is this. It means lift them up. Have you ever lifted up your parents? Anyone tried lifting up their parents? Did you manage to do that, Evan? Did you manage to lift them up? No, it's hard, isn't it? Well, I don't mean get hold of them and actually pick them up. I mean make them seem bigger. Make them the focus of attention. Honour them in that way. Set a high price on them. See them as being very important. And we had our last impact meeting on Friday. It was the last one of the year. We had a barbecue indoors. And one of the helpers, Mrs. Jill Radford, brought awards for people. And she honoured everybody in the room, really apart from herself. She bought something for everybody. And each child got a medal saying, I'm a winner. And at the end, to my surprise, I was presented with a cup, the first cup I've ever had in my life. So everybody was honoured and thanked for what they had done. Set a high value on them. Now, how do you do that? How do you honour your parents? Well, three little points for you now this morning. First of all, number one, you honour your parents in the way you obey. Honour your parents in your obedience. Let's imagine now, here's a scene at home. Mum shouts from the kitchen, or no, she doesn't shout, she comes to the kitchen door and you're watching SpongeBob SquarePants, maybe with your dad, because all dads should watch SpongeBob SquarePants with their children, and maybe mum says, Agnes, could you set the table, please? And she goes back in the kitchen. Then she looks around at the table 5 minutes later. Nothing, no Agnes, nothing's happened. Then she goes back. Agnes, could you come and set the table, please? Still nothing's happening. Agnes, how many times do I tell you, come and set the table now? And then eventually, Agnes says, oh, all right then. And she gets up and she stomps away into the kitchen and she slams the door behind her and she sets the table. Knife, fork, spoon, knife, fork, spoon, salt, pepper, glass, 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 glass. Get the squash. Rap, 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 rap. Now, was Agnes obedient? Well, yes, she was. Did she honour her mother? No, she didn't. She dishonoured her mother. What's happened there is mummy's now upset. Agnes is upset. There's an atmosphere. Has there ever been an atmosphere in your house that, ooh, you feel a bit uncomfortable and there's a bit of a cloud hanging around and things aren't quite right? It's often can be your fault because you haven't honoured mum and dad. So, you honour mum and dad in the way you obey. You honour them by obeying quickly. back to the scene again. As Agnes watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Mum's fixing supper. And she comes to the door. Agnes! Yes, mum! Can you set the table? Hoo! Thank you for asking me. Nothing I'd like to do better. And quickly, Agnes goes out, whizzes round into the drawer. Da-da-da-da-da. SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants. And everything's ready. And then she dashes back just to see the next little bit of SpongeBob SquarePants. And oh, how wonderful. Mum's happy, Agnes is happy, Dad's happy because he didn't have to move, he's still watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Isn't that great? Now, we honour God by obeying quickly and gladly. Willing obedience from the heart. Not because you must, and certainly not because of fear of consequences, but you do it because you want to. And because you love your parents, and you honour them in that way. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. That's, whatever it is back there, page 400 and page 447. Proverbs chapter 3, 447, verse 1. My son, my child, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands, look now, in your heart. Agnes, could you set the table? Yes. If I can be of help, I'd gladly do that. For, and here's the promise, they prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness, that's honour and obedience, never leave you. Bind them round your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. So we honour them by being obedient. Secondly, we honour our parents in the way we behave. A well-behaved child honours his or her parents. Now, you know when you're behaving, don't you? And you know, too, when you're misbehaving. When you behave, what you do, let me tell you, children, what you do, you will feel good. There's one thing, that it may go well with you. Do you want to feel good and contented? Then it starts here for you. Obey. They know what's best. They're not trying to give you a bad time. Children, obey them. It'll go well with you. But also, as you behave yourself, then he honours your parents. You honour them by behaving well at home, your behaviour in the home. And not just when you have visitors, but all the time. It is sad, isn't it? I mean, it certainly has happens in our home. You've got some guests coming. And now, I want you on your best behaviour now, because we've got so-and-so coming. Maybe you've got the pastor coming with his wife for dinner. And you've got to, now you better be on your best behaviour today. The pastor and his wife are coming for dinner. It's a shame, that has to be said, isn't it, really? Because we honour our parents by behaving all the time. And we can be very impressed. We go to somebody's house and the children are being polite, they're behaving themselves, and we think, oh, what lovely children. What a credit they are to you, Mr. and Mrs. Higginbottom. And we honour our parents when we behave well at school. I've been to lots of parents' evenings, and I'm sure every parent here really enjoys parents' evenings, and you go almost a little bit of trepidation. Maybe you've got some wind of one or two things that have been happening at school, but then you sit down at each table or with the teacher. And what do your parents want to hear? Your parents are interested as to whether you've done well in the exams. It's nice if you get an A or a B. But let me tell you what your parents really want to hear. They want to hear that you're doing your best at school. That's all that really, really matters. That you're doing your very best at school. And for the teacher to say, oh, Cedric is such a lovely boy. You know, he's a real credit to you. You know what you've done? You've honoured your parents. And at play as well. When you're playing with other children, that you play well. If you're invited to somebody else's house to play at their house with your friend Septimus, then you're there and you're playing, and Septimus' mother says, oh, he played really well. He's a credit to you. You honour your parents in that. So, children, we honour our parents in our obedience. We honour them in our behaviour. We honour them in our speaking as well. The way you speak either brings honour or dishonour to your parents. Now, it's important that you speak to your parents in a right way. How do you speak to your parents? Do you respect them? Do you honour them? I've got friends in America. And when they come across here, it's interesting. Do you know that the boys and the girls, the children, certainly in middle America, certainly these families I've met, the children call their dad, sir. They call their mother, mom. Yes, sir. Albert? Yes, sir. Or Albert? Yes, Mom. And now they still call the mum and dad. They might say, hey, Dad, or hey, Mom. But if they're addressed, it's always yes, sir, yes, Mom. Now, I'm not suggesting we start doing that here. And just because you say sir and Mom doesn't mean you really respect them. What's happening in your heart? But the way you speak to your parents is very important. We should never shout at our parents, should we? Never shout at them. We should never answer back, and you know what that means. And if we don't shout or answer back, you know, children can give a funny look. You'd never do that, would you? A look can speak a thousand words. Look like, I wonder what. Look, he looked like thunder. Didn't say anything, but he looked like thunder. Well, no, he shouldn't do that. Maybe there's something your parents could have got wrong. We'll look at that after the summer break. Parents, Fathers, don't exasperate your children. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Sometimes your parents might get things wrong. You know, most of your parents, I'm sure, are very reasonable. If you think something's unfair, what you don't do is shout, stamp your foot, look like thunder, answer back. You might try and approach like this. You can say, please, I don't wish to be rude, but could you explain this a little further to me? I don't quite understand why I can't do such and such. Sometimes you think things are a little bit harsh, and well, just ask nicely and politely for an explanation. And what they should do is sit you down and talk to you about that. So there's three ways in which you honour your parents: the way you obey them, the way you conduct yourself, your behaviour, and the way you speak to them, and of course to your brothers and sisters and to others, how you speak. Or let me say this as well, it's important how you speak about your parents. You know, it's terrible when you go to school, the way that some children speak about their parents. Oh, my parents are terrible. I've got rotten parents. My mum's been horrible to me. My dad's horrible to me. He doesn't understand me. Is that honouring your parents? It's not. You're really treading them in the ground. You're making them seem awful. That's a terrible thing to do. And children, you should speak well of them. When other children say, oh, my parents, blah, blah, you say, well, oh, I'm so thankful my parents aren't like that. They try the best. Sometimes they might get things wrong, but they really do care for me. Speak well about your parents. Little thing I want to add here, because it might apply to some. What if you've got really bad parents? That's sad. And maybe here in the church, I'd hope most are good parents, but it can happen, certainly even in churches we hear of sad stories, and certainly outside when maybe there's no teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, and there are parents who don't look after their children. They really don't. And there's a big word here called neglect. They neglect their children. They don't give them the things that they need. I don't mean the things that they want, the things that they need. Maybe they don't get enough food, or they don't get enough clothes. Here's a problem that can even come into the church. Maybe your parents don't give you enough time. What if there is neglect? They don't seem to have time. What if your parents are harsh and uncaring, and the rules they make are really hard rules, and you don't understand? When you ask them an explanation, they say, just don't, I'll do as you're told. Now, sometimes even the best parents end up saying, just jolly well do as you're told. But if that happens all the time, you have bad parents, well, how do you behave? Listen, children, that's really, it is sad. It is difficult. But the Bible says, here's what the Bible says, honour them and obey them. As long as they're not telling you to do anything wrong, you honour and you obey. But you might think, how can I do that even with the best of parents? Listen, children, do you think it's easy to obey and honour your parents? Who finds it easy to do that? Who's always found that easy? Who has no difficulty with that? Anybody? Anybody always a really good? Any parents think they've got the perfect child here? Oh, I mean, your mum might say, oh, my little angel, my little cherub. But at times, not quite like that. It's not easy, is it? How can we possibly obey and honour? Well, let's come to a conclusion this morning. Here's how it happens. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. We looked at this last week. How is it possible to live as a child in obedience to your parents and honouring them? Let me tell you, by yourself, it's just not possible. Just can't be done. That's why society, that's the world out there, it is like it is. But for you, it's possible if God is in the centre of your life. Now, you've heard about the Lord Jesus Christ many times. How can you be a child who obeys and honours? you must have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's this wonderful gospel again. God is a clean, pure God. We are sinful. We do things wrong. We think things wrong. It means we always want to go our own way. That's why you want to keep on watching SpongeBob. Agnes, could you go? Watching SpongeBob. Agnes, can you tidy your room? I don't want to tidy my room. Is it his turn to do it? I did it a week last Thursday. Why does that happen? It's sin, selfishness. And it means we can't know God and we can't go to heaven. What's the answer? Who takes away our sin? Who makes the difference? Children, you know, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Son of God who came to this world 2,000 years ago. God became man but didn't stop being God. He's fully God and fully man. What's he done? He came to take away your sin, my sin, the sin of whoever will trust him. What did he do for us? He lived a perfect life that satisfied the law of God. Do you know, Jesus Christ honoured his father and mother. He obeyed them. Even though certainly they weren't perfect, they were sinners too. But he obeyed them. And he's the Son of God. And then he died as if he were the sinner. He died for your sin. Every time you said no and I don't think so and given that look like thunder. Little sins, big sins, all this sin, it cuts us off from God. It means we can't go to heaven. Jesus died for our sin. But then death couldn't hold me. Rose again the third day and ascended back into heaven. Listen, my little friends here this morning. He has power to save you. He can give you power to be a good child. How? If you ask him. If you ask him, oh God, would you forgive me for my sins? Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Would you come into my life? Children, have you done that yet? You're never too young. If you're old enough to be here this morning, any child here, maybe out in the crèche, if there's a baby asleep out there, they're not quite ready yet, maybe. But you're ready. You're old enough. How about adults here? Have you ever trusted Christ yet? Why is life such a struggle? Why is life so difficult? Why does life seem so unfair? Because you haven't yet trusted the only answer to your problem. The Lord of glory himself, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, saves sinners and gives power to conquer sin and to live a godly life, to know God here and now, and to be guaranteed heaven to come. So I'm talking to everybody here. But children, to have that power, you need to have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I tell you, you obey your parents. Yes, because it's right. Yes, because it's the best commandment for you. Yes, because there's a promise. But supremely because you love the Lord Jesus Christ. And you do it for him. You do it for him. And I tell you what a witness you would be then. Understand what I mean by witness? Everybody needs to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And who's going to tell the children in your class? Who's going to tell your school teacher? Is your school teacher a Christian? Do they love the Lord Jesus Christ? Does everybody in your class love the Lord Jesus Christ? How are they going to learn about him? Well, they'll start to learn. If you've trusted Christ, by watching your life, how you do your homework, how you don't answer the teacher back, how you speak well of your parents, how you behave yourself in the class. They might mock you at times and say, Albert's a goody-goody. Doesn't matter. You're doing it for him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to shine for him. Where we are. And in obeying your parents and honouring them, what a wonderful witness and picture you are of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, children, trust the Lord Jesus Christ early. If you haven't done it yet, do it today, where you're sitting in the pew, and then live for him. And let me tell you, children, there are some little books that your parents might think about buying for you on the table down here. Do you read the Bible each day? And do you say your prayers each day? Sometimes we always need help to do that. I've got a few little things here to recommend to you. Here's a book. I've got three of them here. We had six last week, so some have gone already. These are little Bible study books. They help you to read through the Bible. There are little exciting puzzles to solve and things to fill in. But it takes you through books of the Bible, okay? So there are three of these left. And also, maybe for the younger children, there's a children's story Bible. This is very good because it's not, speaking of the adults here, it's not a paraphrase. It's the real Bible. It's the New King James Version, but it's been split up and lots of nice pictures. So the main stories are here with lots of lovely pictures. This should have been £24, but it's down to just £8.99. So if it's something, maybe you've got a birthday coming up, you can say, oh, could I have one of those maybe? And these, I think, are £3 each. So let me recommend those to you. And again, for parents, for summer reading, I have 6 copies of these each. 2 went last week. Things on books on parenting. We're going to start a little series on that from September, the middle of September. So very important. How about some background reading over the summer by the pool on the Costa del Sol, wherever you're going away from the rains of Britain. Parenting by Roger Ellsworth. And Aren't They Lovely When They're Asleep by Anne Benton. I'd recommend those to you. And these are £6 and £3. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you for this brief time in your word, and thank you, you're a God who speaks. Help us to listen with all our hearts, but not only that, but give us the power to do the things you ask us to do. By ourselves it's impossible, and we need your strength, and may our lives shine for you wherever we are. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.